Hare Krishna. Bhakti Jolishna is asking about why we can't chant our rounds sitting on the bed, or I guess taking it one step further, laying down in bed. But and because sometimes she also before going to sleep, laying down and reading Shastra in bed. So is that also forbidden? So yes, our principle is that we need to respect those things that are by nature very pure and that are meant to be respected in a certain way. So beads, japa beads are a pure thing, Tulsi Devi, and therefore we keep them in a bead bag and we don't take them into a impure place or impure places, like for instance a bathroom or a toilet. A bed is also a impure place. It's where you sleep. That means the mode of ignorance collects over there. And what to speak of other types of bodily secretions collect in a bed. So these are all impure. So you don't take a pure thing into a impure place. Purity deserves purity. And the same thing with Shastra. Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita are meant to be read on a golden altar. Well, if you don't have a golden altar, at least we should recognize the purity of those texts and respect them in such a way. So, for that reason, we don't take our beads and we don't take Shastra into bed with us. But you can take, you can say Hare Krishna when you're laying down, and you can remember Bhagavad Gita slokas when you're laying down, or Krishna's pastimes, and you can say Hare Krishna when you're going into the toilet. Why? Because that is the scriptural injunction. So whatever the scriptural injunction is, that's what we accept as Shastra. That's what we accept as truth. Just like with bones of an animal are impure. But conch shell is pure. How? Why? I don't know, but scripture says so. So therefore, we follow that. So, always chant Hare Krishna, but don't chant japa in bed. Hare Krishna.